Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right. That was something. That was something else, ladies and gentlemen. Royals win. They even up this series with Atlanta. They take game two by a final of 9-6. The phone lines are open for you. Let's talk about it. 913-586-7965. That's our phone number. That's our text line number. 913-586-7965. That was, in my opinion, one of the most impressive offensive performances of the season. I would say top three. We're 108 games into this thing, and I think that right there was one of the three best offensive performances we've seen from this team all season. And it's not just the fact that they scored 9 runs. I mean, Matt Quatrero was saying the exact same thing moments ago. Royals now 9-0 when they score 9 or more. But it's more than the runs scored. It's how they scored those 9 runs. But you know what? Before we love on the offense too much, I got to give some credit to this defense and Seth Lugo. The first 3 innings of this game, let's head inside that victorious clubhouse right now. Let's talk to the man of the hour, the winning pitcher tonight, Seth Lugo, kind enough to dial us up after a 9-6 Royals victory. Seth, before we start breaking down this dub tonight, did it feel like just another start? Did it feel any different as it's your first outing in front of the home crowd after you made quite the commitment to this city?
It felt a little different, you know, a little special. It's one of those things where, you know, it's the same story, but a different chapter of the same story. So it was fun out there.
Sure. With people leaving, right, more than 23,000 turned out for this game tonight. Hopefully a lot of them are in their car right now listening to this. What would you say to Royals fans and how they in this city help sway you and your family to take the offer and stay committed to Kansas City?
The fans here, they're incredible. I've said it before, whether it's a small crowd or a big crowd, that the fans that are here, they're always, you know, so engaged with the game. And, you know, us as players, you know, we wouldn't be here without them, and we appreciate everything they bring. And, you know, they've always got our backs. And to get a win for them, you know, it's huge, especially after yesterday.
Speaking of having your back, I was just about to dive into it. Right out of the gate, whether it's Izzy in center, it's Mike Hell at the hot corner, I would imagine that stellar defense that you have behind you also makes it easier to commit to Kansas City.
Absolutely. You know, this is one of the best defenses I've ever seen on a baseball field. And, you know, when these guys are locked in, you know, there's nobody better. But, you know, also the offense, you know. You know, I've had, you know, a lot of conversations with some guys over the past few weeks about, you know, trade deadline stuff. And, you know, for Vinny to come up with a big home run in the first inning, you know, I know he's a big advocate for me. And, you know, the whole team, defense, offense, all game long, you know, it's something to not take for granted. It's something that really I value as I'm part of this team.
Yeah, what does it mean to you when guys are vouching for you? I mean, your statistics speak for themselves. It's not as if you need someone to go to the owner and say, hey, you should keep this guy. But what does it mean that those 25 in the clubhouse have your back on and off the field?
It's very important. I mean, it's another reason why, you know, I wanted to stay here. It's relationships that are built like that and that are, you know, that special. That's what takes teams to championships. You know, every team has good ball players, but not every team has a clubhouse that's so close and cares for each other the way this one does. And that's something that you don't find every year. You're not always a part of, and to find something like that with the core that we have, you know, it means the world to me.
Yeah, it's tremendous perspective. Seth, final thing for you. You held the Braves 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position in just the first three innings. What were you most pleased with in how you battled early?
Well, you know, I've been in the National League East for so many years. I know their offense is really good. They got a lot of really professional hitters. And I think the biggest thing for me tonight was that second inning after the leadoff triple and being able to hold them right there after we scored in the first, come down with a shutdown after a leadoff triple with no outs. That was, for me, I thought that set the tone for the rest of the game. That's we're not gonna give in. And, you know, Harvey did the same thing with the bases loaded in the sixth when I came out. We're not gonna lose this lead, and we're gonna beat them. So I think from the second inning through the rest of the game, you know, when we had to make a pitch, we did.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Seth, great job out there. Enjoy it with the boys, and so glad to have you for years to come in Kansas City.
Thanks, guys. I'm happy too.
All right, there you go. Seth Lugo, tonight's victorious pitcher, joining us from that victorious Royals clubhouse here on 96.5 The Fan. All right, phone lines are open for you. Seth Lugo falls off a phone line. You can pick it up right now. 913-586-7965. Yeah, to me, tonight is about the offense, but we can't celebrate the offense until we acknowledge just how great that defense was in the first inning. Shout out to Jonathan India, made a gorgeous play for Lugo to finish off his fifth. So the defense was outstanding. Lugo, again, to buckle down the way that he did. First inning, two on with only one out. He gets an inning-ending double play. He mentioned the leadoff triple in the second. The guy never moves off of third base. Gives up a one-out double in the third, but no damage. Just outstanding stuff once again from an outstanding right-hander in Seth Lugo. But no, man, this offense to me was the story. It was one of the three most impressive offensive performances we've seen from this team all year. I mean, your stars were stars, right? Bobby and Vinny each driving a pair. The run game was on point, a big-time double steal in that five-run sixth inning. Bobby rips his 28th bag of the season. He's top 10 in baseball. You got some really tremendous swings. And I know that sounds obvious. Well, of course, if you're scoring nine runs, there's going to be some quality swings. But I'm talking about Adam Frazier and that leadoff single, the jumpstart, a three-run second inning. Frazier sees back-to-back fastballs over the dish and doesn't try to get big. He just guides the second one that he sees into center field. Kyle Isbell, bases juiced with one out in the sixth inning. Izzy gets a fastball in the middle of the dish. He doesn't try to get big. He goes to the gap in left center field. A little oppo knock there for Kyle Isbell to clear the bases. A three-run double that really put this one out of reach. So your stars in the run game, you had some real quality swings. And then when the Atlanta pitching staff was giving you a free base, take it. And the Royals did. John Rave, Freddie Fremien, Randall Grichuk, all earning very impressive walks. It's not as if they were nowhere near the zone and they were gifted a walk. No, they earned it. Let me rephrase that somewhat. So yeah, they're very encouraged. How can you not be in a good mood after this one? Royals win 9-6. The record is now still 2 games below .500. But the boys have a chance for a winning homestand and a series victory over Atlanta with a W tomorrow. A 1:10 first pitch for the finale here at Kauffman Stadium. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. All right, let's get to the phone calls. Let's begin in Iowa. Gus, you're hitting leadoff tonight. Gus, you're on 96.5, The Fan, and the Peterson and Associates phone line. Go ahead.
I called the double steal when they double sort with.
I think we need more
of that. We should play more risky baseball.
All right. Yeah, Gus, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. Yeah, that was a well-timed double steal by manager Matt Quatrero. No way the De Los Santos reliever, no way that young man saw it coming. All right, Adam Frazier on second, Freddie Fremien on first. You have a right-handed hitter in the box, and Randall Grichuk's going to make the throw by Drake Baldwin, the Braves catcher, going to make it difficult, and he did. Right, if it's a lefty at the dish, if Grichuk bails and gives Baldwin an easy throw to third, I think Frazier's out. But because the right-hander taking up the right-handed batter's box, impeded the throw, Frazier's safe, and they would all come around to score on that bases-clearing double from Kyle Isbell. Gus, way to get us started. 913-586-7965. News coming out of the Atlanta clubhouse. Ronald Acuna Jr. going on the IL after he leaves this one in the middle of an inning. Leaves with Achilles tightness. I know you guys aren't big fans of Ronald Acuna, but he's one heck of a baseball player. Hate to see that. Love to see the final score. Royals 9, Braves 6. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. We go to Tucker in Platte City. You're on the postgame show. Tucker, go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. I got a low battery here, so I'm going to make this short and sweet. I'm going to give some flowers to Lugo. Great night tonight. Also, Cameron and Waka. Been solid. These are our guys, man. Great pitching staff. I think the Royals' offense has been really solid since the All-Star break. Tremendous improvements from before. And then I wanted to get your opinion on this upcoming question marks and the Royals' starting pitching staff. I know we got Cole still hurt, Lorenzen still hurt, Bubich is newly out for the year. What do you got on that?
Yeah, all correct. Thomas Hatch was called up earlier today. He takes the roster spot of Rich Hill. I would imagine he'll factor into things tomorrow. I don't know if he gets the first inning. Now without Ronald Acuna, Profar, Olsen, Austin Riley to start off the game. I don't know. Maybe they want to go with an opener. And that bullpen's been ridden hard lately, trying to see if, where could they go? Could you give Taylor Clark the first inning? Would you want to? Regardless of what I say, I don't think the name I'm going to come up with is going to instill a lot of confidence, whether it's Thomas Hatch or Taylor Clark or former Cy Young Award winner Dallas Keuchel down at the AAA ranks. I think those are the options tomorrow. Royals go for the series victory. Again, 1:10 for the first pitch. They'll face a lefty in Braves southpaw Joey Wentz. Yeah, you mentioned the offense since the All-Star break. Yeah, the numbers back it up. Back up your claim of just how well they're performing since the break. Royals are averaging more than 5.8 runs per game since the All-Star break. That is 2.5 runs per game more than they were averaging before the break. Royals offense scoring the third most runs in the major leagues since the Midsummer Classic. Let's go back to the calls. 913-586-7965. Drew in Nebraska. You're next up on the postgame show. Drew, what's happening?
How about them Royals, baby?
Yes,
great
indeed.
Night at the K. Thanks for taking my call. Lugo was great tonight. Just want to get your thoughts on Q handling the bullpen, leaving Lugo in the sixth, and if you think we'll make any more moves here the rest of the week. Go Royals.
Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, as far as that sixth inning, it just all happened so quick, right? Royals led that game 4-0. Top of the sixth inning. Lugo comes out, and again, he's had only 67 pitches to start the sixth. He strikes out Matt Olson. He gets Ronald Acuna to fly out on the first pitch. So at this point, that's 6-7. He's at 74 pitches, two outs. No, I don't want anybody in the bullpen moving. And then in the span of five pitches, three runs come across to score. Austin Riley belts the second offering he sees from Lugo there in the sixth for a 434-foot home run. Michael Harris then goes to the opposite field on the second pitch he sees for an opposite field single. And then first pitch to Marcell Ozuna, a two-run home run. And just like that, a 4-0 lead is quickly a 4-3 nail-biter. So, okay, you want to... Personally, I wouldn't have had anything going in the bullpen until the Ozuna home run, and that's exactly how Q played it. He got Hunter Harvey up. Lugo loads the bases. Lineup flips over. Profar coming to the dish for the fourth time. Lugo will not face him. Hunter Harvey comes in and gets Profar to fly out to Izzy in center. Harvey still perfect on the season, yet to allow an earned run. But since returning from the IL, an inning and a third of scoreless relief. Thanks for the phone call. As far as the trade deadline coming up on Thursday, 5 o'clock Kansas City time, yeah, I would think that the Royals are going to do something. I think they'll add an arm, right, to go back to what we were just talking about as far as who's pitching tomorrow, who's the fourth starting pitcher in this rotation, let alone who's the fifth. So, yeah, I think they need to add another arm or two. Not that it's someone that's going to push Cameron and Waka or Lugo for one of the top three spots in the rotation, but somebody that can help get you through the next few weeks until Michael Lorenzen returns. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Let's go back to the phone calls. And Kevin in Overland Park, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. I, for one, am thrilled that they brought Seth Lugo back to stay here for a few years. I think him and Waka both give a little bit of that same energy that when they brought in James Shields, obviously, like, different leadership styles, but just having those two mature, steady presence in the locker room and on the mound is huge, not just for this season, but for the franchise. And I also wanted to give – I think we need to give Adam Frazier some love tonight. It's 200 degrees out there on the field tonight. The dude's just on base all night, causing havoc, stealing bases. And I don't know if you noticed, but he started the game in right, moved over to left, and finished the game at second base. So he didn't really move the needle for a lot of people when they brought him back, but I think he's just shown up with his mustache and his lettuce and just started going to work. And I think that's exactly what they need. So be one tomorrow, and you win one more series, you're back to 500.
Yeah. That's a great phone call, Kevin. Nice to hear from you. Adam Frazier has an on-base percentage right around 350 since signing with the Royals. He has more walks than strikeouts. He's been a great addition. Inside the clubhouse and on the field, he's getting the job done. All right, we now have the answer. Who's going to start tomorrow for the Royals? It will be Angel Zerpa. So, Zerpa will serve as the opener and then, I would assume, hand things off to Thomas Hatch. But yeah, Angel Zerpa will get the first inning tomorrow. Zerpa tonight opened up the eighth inning and didn't look all that good. Looked like he aggravated his quad as well, but obviously he's okay if they've already announced he's going to pitch the first tomorrow. Again, it's a 1:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. We got to take a quick timeout. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. If you're on hold, stay right there. We get right back to the phone calls after this.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the pitch. Isbell slices it into left center field. That's a base hit. Frazier comes in to score. The ball goes all the way to the wall. Vermeen crosses behind him. Here comes Grinchik around third. He scores standing. Kyle Isbell clears the bases. A 3-run double. And the Royals lead 7-3 in the bottom of the sixth.
That was your ball game right there. Jake Eisenberg on the call. Last heard here on 96.5 The Fan. That put the boys up 7-3. They would go on to win 9-6. Never really felt that close. 3-run game is very close. I don't know. I was never sweating it. I don't know about you. Phone lines are open. 913-586-7965. But no doubt about it, that bases clearing double by Kyle Isbell, that was tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, heating, plumbing, and electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Izzy's 3-run double. Annie Rogers of MLB.com told me that's the first extra base hits with the bases loaded all season by the Royals. First time. Now, they have hits with the bases juiced, but not an extra base hits with the bases drunk. They do now. Izzy comes through in a big way. Isbell batting .289 this season here at Kauffman Stadium. Royals win. The record is now 2 games below .500. They sit 4.5 games back of that final wildcard spot, although if the Mariners lose, it'll be a 4-game deficit. All right, let's go to Brady in Kansas City. Brady, you're on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Vern. It was a great win for the boys. I was there with my friend Easton. It's his birthday. Shout out, Easton. But the bullpen was what really pulled us through that game, along with the hitting. It was great.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I appreciate the phone call, Brady. Big offensive night. 9 runs on 12 hits. Outstanding defense. Base running. Seth Lugo was big. No, the bullpen wasn't as locked down as we've become accustomed to seeing, but a win's a win's a win. And again, to me, this is one of the three most impressive offensive performances we've seen from this team all season. We go to Nick in Knobnoster. You're next up on the postgame show. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, you just touched on it. I mean, they knocked around Lugo just a little bit there in the top of the sixth. Harvey came in and got us out of it. But how about the bottom of the order really picking him up after the top half of the sixth?
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah, yeah. Nick, I appreciate it. For those that missed the game, 3 runs come in to score off of Seth Lugo in that sixth inning. And again, a 4-0 lead turns into 4-3, and all of a sudden, it's a nip-tuck kind of contest here. It was short-lived because, as Nick points out, bottom half of the sixth inning, lefty Aaron Bummer comes back out. That surprised me. And he gives up a leadoff single to Salvador Perez. Salvi rips a curveball into left field. He's replaced at first base by Adam Frazier. Frazier tried to get a sack bunt down. It didn't necessarily work. Nonetheless, Frazier's on first now with one out. Freddie Fermin and Randall Grichuk earn back-to-back walks to load up the bases, and then Kyle Isbell, the 9-hitter, lines an 0-1 fastball in the middle of the plate, lines it to the gap in left center field to clear the bases, but the boys weren't done after that. 2 batters later, with 2 outs and Izzy in scoring position, Bobby Witt Jr. roasts a fastball, full count fastball in the middle of the plate, back up the middle, 107 miles per hour off of his bat. Izzy comes around to score, 8-3 Royals, and then Vinny stays hot. Vinny sees 3 straight changeups from the De Los Santos reliever. I forgot that young man's first name, so I apologize. But Mr. De Los Santos throws Vinny 3 straight changeups, and Vinny's ready for the third. He blasts it to the wall in right center field. Bobby comes around to score. It's 9-3 Kansas City, and they go on to win 9-6. Vinny leads the team with 65 RBIs this season, and he's batting .303 since the beginning of May, with an OPS better than .850. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jays Southland Tow. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Braden in Lincoln. Braden, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hi. How do you feel the top four is going to work out next year with Caglione, Witt, and also Garcia? Do you think they're going to sign a one hitter in free agency or maybe a two hitter?
I don't think they'll bring in a top of the lineup guy. I think they will appreciate the phone call. I think they'll try to do what they tried to do this offseason, and that's bring in a 4-5 hitter. That's what I think they need. Because India's still under contract next season, and whether you want him to be the leadoff man or not, it's him or Michael. Bobby's not moving. Vinny shouldn't move. I think, you know, if it's up to me, I'm going Michael at the top, followed by Bobby, Vinny hitting third. You know, and then right there, right in that 4 spot is where you would like the Kendrys Morales or the free agent bat, the Anthony Santander that we talked about this offseason. Right, then you could go Cags in the 5 spot, Salvi hitting 6th. India down in the 7 spot, maybe. We'll see what John Rave can turn into. Kyle Isbell still there. That's how I see it. But that's me, you know. I didn't think they were going to sign Seth Lugo to an extension. I'm happy they did. But, you know, if it ever comes across as if I think I got it all figured out, I apologize. I know I don't. Nice to hear from you. We'll go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line coming up in just a moment. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. I want to hear from the man that provided tonight's cool play of the game. It's Kyle Isbell. After the game, he received the Joel Goldberg treatment on the field on FanDuel Sports Network.
There are plenty of offensive stars tonight, but you had the biggest hit as they come back. It's one run, and you open things up. Take us through that at bat. Oh, bases loaded, a critical double.
Yeah, I mean, the guys in front of me gave me that opportunity. The at-bats all night were phenomenal, and we just kept chipping away.
Obviously a clutch moment for you. I know what you're looking for. You're usually on the other end of that thing.
All Kyle right, Isbell, though, yeah.
I'll let you have it.
Big old QT bucket, bam.
A lot of trajectory on that one.
I'm going to use that in the second inning.
Okay, so guys up in the booth, we were just talking about all the offense. There's been a lot of offense since out of the All-Star break. What's been the difference?
I mean, we're just competing every single pitch. The energy's there every single night, and we're just giving it our all every day.
I know you've got to be ready every given moment, but right out of the gate, you're tested with. You always make these look easy. I don't know how hard they are. I know they're more difficult than you make them look. Tell me about that play to begin the game and really a big moment that could have started differently.
Yeah, I mean, I just try to do my job out there, catch everything that I can get, and yeah.
It's not that easy, is it?
I mean, sometimes.
Sometimes it's that easy. Last thing, there was so much excitement yesterday over Seth Lugo returning. You get that vantage point out in center field, seeing what he's done these couple of years here. What does it mean to have him back?
Yeah, it's huge. Obviously, it's huge for the organization. It's huge for us. He's a big inspiration to us. Helps us a bunch inside the clubhouse, out, and watching him pitch is it's a masterpiece.
There you go. Seth Lugo picks up the win. He's 8-5. That's Kyle Isbell on the field with Joel Goldberg on FanDuel Sports Network. And Joel's 100% right. First batter of the game, Jurickson Profar, 411 feet to dead center field. And Izzy makes a leaping catch at the wall to start this thing off right. Who knows how this game turns out if you have an average defensive center fielder. Izzy does make it look easy out there. Great job, Joel Goldberg. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. And I'm pretty sure I just heard this dude get a shout out. I'm pretty sure it's Easton's birthday. Easton in Kansas City, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Is this the same birthday boy, Easton?
Yep. Thanks,
man. Happy birthday, dude.
Thanks. Yeah, I had a great time out there tonight with Brady and great win with the boys in blue.
Heck yeah. What birthday are we celebrating?
13th.
Whoa. All right. Well, so we're 9-10 years away from watching you run around out here at Kauffman Stadium, right?
Yep.
My man. Well, happy birthday, and I appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling. Now, for as outstanding as Kyle Isbell was tonight, and maybe I'm making a mistake here, he scored 2 runs, drove in 3, as we just pointed out, made a great catch to open up the game. I think Vinny Pasquantino's today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Vinny, 3-for-5. He matches Michael Garcia for the team lead, his 9th game of at least 3 hits. And he started things off just as much as Izzy started things off defensively. Vinny started things off offensively with 2 outs and nobody on in the bottom of the first. A 1-0 cutter up and in. That's where Eric Fetty wanted it, but Vinny was ready for it. And Pasquantino sends it 412 feet over the right center field wall, his 18th big fly of the season. And then he hits a 2-out single in the 5th, an RBI double in the 6th. So drives in 2, scores 1. Vinny Pasquantino playing a strong first base as usual. And you know, Seth Lugo even mentioned it when he was nice enough to join us. You know, meant a lot to him to have a guy like Vinny being open to the media. You know, during these post-game scrums, he's pointing at Seth Lugo going, we need to pick it up because I don't want that guy to go anywhere. Now, none of us wanted Seth Lugo to go anywhere. But for as much as it would have hurt us to see Lugo walk out the door and the white flag be waved on this season, I mean, imagine being a teammate of his. to go through everything that they went through last season, to battle all spring, to grind through the first 108, 9, 10 games of the season only to see him leave, would have been heartbreaking. So you know that pressure. Now, there's still tons of pressure on these guys. But that pressure of either pick it up or season's over and Lugo's a goner, that pressure has now been relieved, let out for this offense, including for Vinny Pasquantino. So for him to open up the scoring in the first inning, put the boys ahead, and ultimately put them ahead for good, yeah, I'm giving it to Vinny Pasquantino tonight. 913-586-7965 for being named the Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Vinny will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It'll all be delivered to the Pasquantino's home from Guaranteed Foods. All you have to do is add a little bit of wine. Congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Vinny Pasquantino. All right, let's go to Charlie in Liberty. Charlie, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Vern? You know, I just want to give a little bit of, you know, talk to someone who hasn't been getting it lately. And, you know, I'll say with a proud chest here, I think we ought to give MJ Melendez one more shot before we really throw in the towel on him. I mean, you don't see anyone else on this team hustle out of ground ball the way he does. I know the average isn't there in the big leagues right now, but he's really picked it up in the minor leagues. He had like 5 home runs in his last 10 games. He had 17 last year in inconsistent outfield play. I don't know. I'd like to see MJ Melendez get some more playing time and kind of one last hurrah for him instead of, I don't know, you know, no power Adam Frazier out there who's, you know, at best getting us a single playing below average defense.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the phone call. MJ gets in, pinch hits, drops one into center field, snaps an 0 for 19. Hey. You want to say something positive about MJ Melendez? I'm all about it. It's been a while since this post-game show has heard a caller say something positive about MJ. So thank you very much. Nice to hear from you. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to your thoughts right after this.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
De Los Santos delivers. Pasquantino pummels it deep in the air, right center field. Acuña sprints over, reaches out, can't make the catch, and one hops the wall. It goes up over. over the wall, onto the fountain deck, an automatic double. Bobby Witt Jr. scores. Vinny Pasquantino drives him in. It is 9-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Royals have scored 5 runs in this inning and have broken the game wide open.
And they would go on to win by a final score of 9-6. Jake Eisenberg on the call, last heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Royals even up this 3-game series with the Braves. Get that record back to within 2 games of 500. And they'll hand the ball to Angel Zerpa in the finale Wednesday afternoon, 1:10 for the first pitch. Zerpa serving as the opener, going opposite another lefty in Joey Wentz. Text line is there for you. The phone line's always available. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Vinny's RBI double there in the sixth is one of the many reasons why he walked away with our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And I see Raj on the text line. Raj from the Ozarks taking a cheap shot at Vinny. Says, Vern, hook him up with the Guaranteed Foods, but he doesn't need the turtle cheesecake. See, I think it's deceiving. I think if you stand next to Vinny, you see he's just a big dude. He's in good shape, Raj. He's in good shape. Kathy in Los Angeles is in good shape. She's excited that Seth Lugo left some money on the table to return to Kansas City. Also happy that ownership broke him off a fair deal, so he would leave some money on the table. Way to go, John Sherman. Way to go, Seth Lugo and family. Spike in St. Joe on the text line is excited that the offense and defense came through. Spike and St. Joe still believe in the postseason is a possibility. It is, right? We're now 2/3 of the way through this season. 54 games to play. Royals finished the first third of the season with a winning record. A pretty darn good record, right? 4 games above 500 in the first 54. Second 54, not as good. 6 games below 500. And now we have 54 to play. 54 games to go. Royals are 4 or 4.5 games back of that final wild card spot. All right, 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's the text line number as well. Some good texts coming in. Luke from Brookside really enjoyed the conversation with Seth Lugo. Yeah, if you missed it, tonight's winning pitcher was nice enough to call into the postgame show. And if you ever miss the postgame show, you can check out the podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search All Things Vern. From the 417, Vern, I've ripped on this team, and I'm sure I will again, but I do have to admit that one thing that's impressing me was after the game, MJ Melendez was with Bobby Witt Jr. for the Salvi splash. Vern, this team definitely still believes in each other. I'll give them that. If there's one thing that's going to give this team a spark, it's the brotherhood inside that locker room. Man, that is a terrific text, 417. I mean, you heard Seth Lugo, again, talking about that interview right out of the gates. You know, Seth Lugo really stressed the brotherhood and the togetherness inside that clubhouse. And you're right. Previous caller talked about MJ's hustle up the first baseline, how hard he goes in the corner outfield. I'm hesitant to give too much credit. You're in the big leagues, man. You're living your dream. There's just no reason to sulk. Be an energy giver. You know, whatever your role is, be the best at it. I'll give MJ credit for keeping his head up. It's got to be tough stepping to the dish, and you see those numbers on that gigantic crown vision. But he's not the first to do it, right? Mike Moustakas, there's a lot of guys that had to see some gaudy numbers up there on the big screen. But I appreciate you pointing that out, text line. Great job. Let's go to Brett in Liberty. Brett, you're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals win 9-6.
What a great win. Vern, as you know, I mean, we are so blessed to have you. You've gone through all these seasons and all this stuff, but how many times are we sitting at June 1st and it's like the season's already done? So I can't guarantee we're going to make the playoffs, but gosh, it's so exciting that we're here right now still. And with the new regime, I feel like, you know, there might be still another deal in the next 2 days coming, right?
I mean,
they have shown that they're willing to go, you know, and that signing Lugo, I just feel like that just relieves so much stress off the team. And gosh, our offense has been so good in the last 2 weeks. This team is so different today than it was 2 weeks ago. Your thoughts, Vern? I mean, what do you think about all that?
No, I think you're right. To me, the Lugo extension shows you a few things. First of all, like we're talking about, the bond inside that clubhouse is real. Michael Lorenzen's talked about it on this show as well. When you go through what that team went through in the final 2 months of last season, it brings you together. It makes you a family. We're seeing that. But I also think the takeaway from this past week is the boss don't play. John Sherman isn't what we think he is. Myself included. And, you know, I've been called a homer, a lapdog at times on this show for John Sherman. And you know, that's fine. But I didn't think he was going to break off that contract for Seth Lugo. I mean, I got into it with Will on the post-game show a few days ago because I didn't think that was possible. And if you're not going to sign him to an extension, you had to trade him at the deadline. And if you trade him at the deadline, you're telling your fan base and everybody inside that clubhouse, it's over. It's not happening this season. So it was a tough spot to be in. And it's nice that you have a competitor in the owner's suite. You know you do in the front office, you know you do on the coaching staff, and you obviously know you do out there on the field. But it's nice to know that the billionaire at the top likes to get his hands dirty, too. Brett, I appreciate the phone call. All right, that's our music. We got to get out of here. Back at it, though, in just 13 hours. Come on out to Kauffman Stadium. Stop by my booth and say hi. Or just wave or really do whatever you want, to be quite honest. Just don't, no flashing. No, we can't have that anymore. I appreciate you listening, Kansas City. Nathan Williams, I appreciate your help back at the studio. I'll talk to you for the On Deck Show Wednesday at 12 noon right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Listening to Vern's postgame show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.